This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Jennifer Corpola lives in Halliburton, and like a lot of people here, occasionally she chooses to purchase her groceries out of town to save money. On a recent shopping trip, she and her husband noticed a wide variance of gas prices from Halliburton to Minden and then to Orillia. In some cases, gas prices per liter varied from up to 20 cents from one town to another, and that got Corpola wondering why.
Well, last Saturday, my husband Carl and I were heading to Orillia to do some shopping and stuff because the grocery prices here are so high. And as we went by the two gas stations by the Independent, we noticed the price and we were like, that is pretty high. And we're like, well, we'll see what it is in Minden. So we had enough to get to Minden. We got to Minden. It was quite a bit cheaper. So we've noticed before, but not to that degree. I don't know why. It just kind of really stood out that day. And then we got talking about when we first moved here, the gas station at the Independent was always less expensive than Minden. So as we went on, we kept going. We were still talking about it. And we hit Orillia, and gas was 20 cents cheaper when we hit Rama than it was in Minden. So we were like, well, that's weird, because that's not that much farther. And it's, you know, it's not like we're getting taxed higher on our gas here than they are there. Gas prices are gas prices. So I said, I'm going to write a letter to the editor. And I started on my phone right away. And my husband said, well, that might not get as many readers as if you put it on Facebook. You have a lot more followers on Facebook. And I said, I'm going to put it there, too. So I put it there, and I sent a letter to the Echo, and I sent a letter to the Highlander. It went on. We went ahead and did our shopping. When we got back in the car, I had a whole slew of comments on my Facebook post. So, of course, got us talking even more about, you know, like, what is going on, and why are all the prices always all the same in Halliburton? Like, there's not even a variation between the three stations. I started answering some of the comments, and then I said, this is bigger than just us. I think we need to go further.
So that's exactly what Corpola did. She formed the Facebook group Fair Gas Prices for Halliburton to help others struggling with a high cost of gassing up their cars. In just under a week, the group's numbers exploded to 189 members so far.
So then I started the Facebook group Fair Prices for Halliburton and started to come up with a bit of a plan on how we can work with the community to show the local gas stations that we've had enough and we need some transparency and some answers as to why we're paying so much more even than just Minden in our own county. Or Harcourt, there's a 5 cent difference between here and Harcourt today. What? Why? This is our big question. Our issue is just finding out why we in Halliburton specifically are paying more than everybody around us. I don't know if it's because they're trying to fleece the tourists. I don't know if there's some price fixing going on, and that I know that the two gas stations side by side are owned by the same company, which also blows my mind why would you want two gas stations owned by the same company that close in proximity? And there's absolutely no competition going on. On the McEwen gas station, I always expect it to be a little bit more. You get more service there. They're pumping your gas. But still, their price this week has been exactly the same price as the mobile station at the Independent. And I just don't understand what's going on. I want to get to the bottom of it.
Corpola has been busy writing letters to the editors of both local newspapers. She's spoken to Dysart et al. Mayor Murray Feary and even started a petition on change.org. Corpola has crafted letters for people to send on to Lori Scott, the MPP for Halliburton, Kawartha Lakes, and Brock, and will be encouraging people who are fed up with gas prices to boycott local stations. It's an issue she's clearly passionate about.
It's taken on a life of its own, but I'm here for it. I'm ready to buckle down, be like a dog with a bone, and see what answers we can get at least, and hopefully maybe a little bit of change. I feel like I've just barely touched the surface, and I'm not sure how deep it's going to go or how deep I'll be able to get as just a regular mom who works at the high school here in Halliburton. Life has changed so drastically since COVID. It was changing before that, but we saw a huge shift. You have to start somewhere. If you just sitting back and letting it happen, to me, that's not an option. And I may not be able to change anything, but I'm hoping with all the voices behind me and other community members getting on board that together we can work to make something happen. I think Halliburton is such a nice community, and everybody is so neighborly and polite that nobody really likes to speak up. But I feel like if somebody sort of takes the lead, that maybe people will lift that up and we can work together. So somebody absolutely has to do something about it. I've been working at the high school in Halliburton here for 6 years now. Just this last year, we're in the third week of school, and I've had four families come in and ask for help paying for gas to get their kids to appointments or to school. That's the first time I've seen that. So yeah, there's a problem. There's definitely a deep, big problem. And the other part of it is a community is only as strong as the businesses in the community. Strong businesses make strong community, and we have businesses that are taking advantage of us, and we need to work on that.
Dan McTeague is the president of affordableenergy.ca and the founder of Gas Wizard. For more than 30 years, McTeague has been providing gas price predictions and helpful tips to Canadian drivers eager to save money at the pumps. While he applauds the activism of Corpola, he says gas pricing is based on the rack price, which allows retail gas stations to raise or lower their prices accordingly. But he stresses, it's not that simple. There's a lot more to what goes into the price you pay at the pump.
For gas stations in our area, it costs about $1.18 to replace the gasoline they're selling. In other words, they're buying it for $1.18. And sometimes there's a little bit of movement on the cost of transportation, which works out to about 2 cents for every 500 kilometers. So we're depending on where they're getting their source of gasoline. Pretty much the whole area from Toronto up here to Halliburton, over to Peterborough, all the way back to pretty much Windsor, is within about a penny difference. Now, some gas stations get better discounts from the suppliers because they can move more volume. But generally speaking, we're talking $1.18. So whatever is above that, it's called a retail margin. And that allows the gas station to cover the costs of turning on the pumps, electricity to pay the pumps, pay their staff. Honor credit cards. A lot of people forget that when you put a credit card out, it's 2%. Or loyalty programs, it's an Optimum card or something like that. So that may cost them as much as 5 or 6 cents a liter. A lot of gas stations tend to move up and down based on what's called a wholesale price, known as the rack. And that can change day to day, which is why I'm able to predict what gas prices are going to be. But I cannot predict what's going to be in the minds of gas stations when they decide to play with their or toy with their retail margin, which can be as much as 10 cents a liter plus HST, which could be 11 or 12 cents a liter. Some gas stations tend to minimize that retail margin because they can sell other things in the store. Things like, for instance, pop or chocolate bars or beef jerky or coffee or even water. You know, I talked to my wife a little while ago. We bought a case of water and I noticed it was the same one that was offered at one of the convenience stores, the local stores, which is a gas station. And the whole case cost us $3, but at that station, it was offered for $1.99, one of 24. So a lot of gas stations make up some of their money on what they sell inside the stores. And that's why a lot of gas stations have turned into little mini convenience stores. Some would say they're the size now of grocery stores, but that's how they make some of their money. Premium gasoline, that doesn't change all that much. The difference between regular and premium is about 16 cents a liter, but they often charge 30. So these are ways in which they can defray the cost of retail shenanigans, but they pretty much within a few cents of each other have pay the same price wholesale. The difference is the retail margin, and that's why you will see from town to town variations and differences based on what that gas station is offering in terms of menu.
McTeague says another reason why gas prices vary from place to place is their location. Larger centers go through their gas more quickly than rural stations, and that has a direct connection to the prices at the pump. Add in the Canadian dollar versus the U.S. dollar, and the equation gets even more complex.
And the other factor is that if I'm a gas station in Halliburton, I'm not going to go through the 50,000 liters in my tanks in one day, as they do, say, in places like Toronto or Ottawa or London. That means that gas stations are often left with either higher or lower priced gasoline, depending on which way the markets go. Generally speaking, gas stations tend to be able to only to reflect what's what they're being charged, taxes in, and the cost, which they have no control over. They only have control over the last 8 to 10 cents a liter, and that's what makes up the big difference, whether you're in Minden, whether you're in Halliburton, or whether you're in Orillia. Gas stations make their money on volume. So the more they sell, the greater the discount, the greater the terms they can get from the supplier. It doesn't necessarily have to be a refiner. It can be someone who's in between. But if I'm at Costco and I'm putting in 300,000 to 400,000 liters a day versus Barney's Bait and Tackle and Gas Emporium north of Bob Cajun, I'm not going to be able to move those volumes. And so the price I have is going to be fixed for quite some time. With that in mind, what happens, I think, in the circumstances is that we can continue to see these unusual price variations between towns, depending on circumstances. But here's the catch. You know, when those gas stations have to come up for air and they have to get their retail margins put back up, they go from 122 to 132. A lot of people get very upset, not realizing they've been getting a discount that no one else has been getting for quite some time. There's also, of course, other factors. As we get closer to reserve areas where gasoline is much cheaper, the advantage a lot of reserve stations have is they don't have to collect, therefore they don't have to charge HST. So in places like Curve Lake, Peterborough, for instance, you might see $1.29, $1.30 in Peterborough. You're going to see $1.15, $1.17 at Curve Lake. And that makes it almost impossible to compete with. I can tell you how frustrating it is to look at this and say it's not just a question of bingo calling gas prices. It's more important that people understand what's behind it, because behind it lies very much the destiny of the Canadian economy. What happens to energy prices does have a real determinant in terms of our prosperity and our standard of living in Canada. If I could wave a magic wand, it would be get the Canadian dollar value back up, and there'd be less complaining about inflation and the erosion of our how far our buck can be stretched.
To save money on gas, McTeague suggests drivers wait until Thursday evening to fill up their tanks, as prices usually drop a few cents.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.